A typical Big Ten matchup might include the Ohio State and Michigan football teams facing off, maybe Michigan State, Penn State playing in basketball. The conference is going in a new direction with competitive video game tournaments. The Big Ten Network is partnering with Riot Games to host tournaments in League of Legends, the most popular PC game in the world. Here for more now is Michael Sherman. He leads Riot's college esports efforts. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How exactly will this tournament work?
So we'll take 12 of the 14 Big Ten schools, and they'll be participating in their usual East-West divisions against each other for 5 weeks. And then after that, we'll move into an elimination bracket with the East and West champions facing off against each other.
Esports competitions have been around for a few years now. I didn't know it was becoming a college sport, and I read that there are now more than a dozen schools that offer scholarships for esports.
Yeah, I think the number is getting closer and closer to 25 right now. And you're seeing a lot of schools, originally just a lot of smaller private schools, but now some state schools that are offering League of Legends scholarships. And it's not just offering the scholarship, they're actively seeking and recruiting the players to take those scholarships.
This is very much like big time college football.
Oh, definitely.
College football players and basketball players, they lift a lot of weights and do sprints and such. Do you guys train at all? Do you have any hand exercises or eye exercises or anything like that?
I it's not just hand and eye. In general, you have to be top of your game mentally in order to be a good League of Legends player. And mental requires to have some top physical attributes as well. You have to have a good diet. You have to have healthy workout habits, also that your mind is sharp when it actually matters.
So no Doritos or Mountain Dew.
I would avoid it.
Do you still run into a lot of stereotypes about video games? Maybe jokes about never leaving your parents' basement or something like that?
I think we run into the stereotype, but I think we also are seeing it kind of expand beyond that. Gaming's becoming one of the most social activities and really becoming something that is common. It isn't sort of this small niche thing. I mean, League of Legends is big and is an opportunity for all sorts of gamers to get together and celebrate the game with each other. And so I think that these communities' growth help show and bust a lot of the stereotypes that might have existed for gaming.
What's the end game for this industry? I know that's a big picture question you probably can't answer, but I mean, do you want this? How big can this industry grow on college campuses or generally speaking?
From a general point of view, we believe League of Legends can be the next global sport. We're working really hard in a lot of different ways to help grow that. You've seen that with our professional scene. And now with our college level continuing to grow in North America, we're looking at how we can institutionalize League of Legends at the college level.
Michael Sherman oversees college esports for Riot Games, which is partnering with the Big Ten Network to host a League of Legends tournament beginning next week. Thanks again for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.